On turned to Dorvin.
Well, since it's not a crucial element in the decision, what sort of early results are you getting?
Dorvin glanced at Dalla for permission, and receiving her nod, returned his attention to his datapad.
A simple majority favor unfreezing the Jedi. Expected variations based on the various personal factors I mentioned.
He blinked several times.
Variations based on the language describing the Jedi are not as extensive as I would have expected. Well within the range of, say, mathematical rounding errors.
Interesting.
Dalla didn't sound in the least interested.
All right. Doing what seems right. Here's my counteroffer. The Jedi turns Sathias Saar over to the government. He won't be frozen. He will be studied. He will be allowed standard prisoner access to an advocate, plus unrestricted access will be permitted to one medical scientist provided by the Order and one Jedi liaison. If after 30 days he has demonstrated no unusual faculty for escape or mayhem, we will unfreeze one of the horns under the same terms. If after another month the situation remains unchanged, we'll unfreeze the other horn.
Leia exchanged a look with Han. He gave a little conciliatory shrug. Leia turned to Dalla.
I'll take your counteroffer to Master Hamner. Do you think he'll accept?
Dalla wasn't asking Leia. She looked to Han for a reply. Han shrugged.
I can't speak for the Council. I don't think the way Jedi Masters do. But yeah, I'd bet a pot on Hamner agreeing to it.
Good.
Dalla rose, signifying an end to the meeting.
Let me know when you have the Master's agreement, and we'll move on to the next phase.
The next phase?
Han asked, rising with the others.
Of course, General Solo,
Dalla replied. She offered Han her hand.
Surely you don't think we're going to start implementing before we finish planning?
Han took the hand, but said,
If you want to try to resolve everything at once, this is going to be a long negotiation.
Dalla offered the faintest snort.
You have no idea, General. Try patching together the Alliance and the Empire sometime.
She turned to Leia.
Speaking of which, I understand that you'll be dining with Head of State Fell today.
Leia took Dalla's hand after Han released it.
I'm not sure I like the fact that you know about it.
Dalla's smile broadened.
I run, at a distance, the largest intelligence operation to be found on Coruscant. It ought to be good for something.
As the Solos reached the far edge of the Senate Plaza, where they'd left their airspeeder, Leia decided they were far enough away that directional microphones would probably not pick up their discussion.
She was lying.
Han hopped into the pilot's seat.
Well, sure. She's a chief of state.
Then he realized what he'd just said to his wife.
As opposed to, say, a former chief of state.
Not everything she said was a lie.
So which part was?
Leia shook her head.
I'm not sure, she said. Maybe the poll results are more important to her than she's letting on. Or maybe she was stalling us for some other reason.
Han scowled.
You think she's got something else in play?
I think she could have, Leia said. Or maybe the polls are just an excuse. Maybe she's just trying to drag negotiations out, buying time for public opinion to change, or to get a firmer grasp on the military. It's clear that she doesn't trust them, or she would have sent a company of space marines to raid the temple instead of Mandos.
A company of space marines wouldn't have done it, Han said. They're under Gavin Darklighter's command right now.
Yes, Han, Leia said. That's my point.